The pandemic has influenced our health in so many ways. Many people struggle with the stomach problems, frequently diagnosed as irritable bowel syndrome, or IBS. More than 25 million people in the U.S. have it, and many say their symptoms grew worse over the last 2 years. NPR's Allison Aubrey joins us now, as she does most Mondays. Allison, so why is this happening?
Well, stomach issues are incredibly common. Surveys show many people with IBS report their symptoms have been harder to manage amid the pandemic. One study of people with IBS and anxiety found both conditions intensified. So pandemic stress has not helped. I spoke to Seth Epstein. He's in his late 40s. He lives in Ann Arbor, Michigan. He sought treatment for his IBS.
Definitely stress is a trigger. These last 2 years have been pretty stressful. And so I'll notice an increase in symptoms, so like constipation, gas, diarrhea, just feeling bloated and full.
There are different underlying causes of IBS, but over and over, the role of stress comes up for a lot of people. The good news is that Epstein has found some relief.
Oh, he has. So, I mean, if stress and anxiety are contributors, then what's the best way to tackle this?
Well, doctors have realized that IBS isn't just a problem of the gut. It's more about the way the nervous system, the brain, and the gut all interact. There's this continuous feedback loop between the brain and the gut. They are so closely linked. I spoke to Suzanne Smith of UCLA Health. She treats people with IBS. She says her goal is to take kind of a holistic approach that focuses on stress management. And this starts by helping her patients understand how stress and anxiety can increase sensations of pain in the body and disrupt the GI system.
What normally happens when a human being feels an unpleasant sensation in their body, that's registered as a threat, and the stress response is mounted. So the stress response that gets that negative feedback loop going, and then our body gives off stress hormones, right, which amplify the sensation.
In other words, these stress hormones can lead you to feel greater pain or discomfort. I mean, that's good in an urgent situation if your arm is broken and you need a cast. But if there's nothing structural or physical to be treated, which can be the case with IBS, this chronic stress response over and over is a problem. You know, every cramp or stomach sensation can register as a threat, so the brain and the gut are talking, but it's almost as if the brain is misinterpreting the signal.
So if the brain is misinterpreting the signal, how do people fix that and get the IBS symptoms under control?
Well, UCLA Health has done research on the effectiveness of an 8-week mindfulness course for IBS patients. It's basically a toolkit of techniques to fend off anxiety and stop that negative spiral of worry. Their study found more than 70% of people who took the class experienced a significant improvement in their IBS symptoms. That was the case for Vicki Mayer. I spoke to her. She's in her early 50s, lives in Los Angeles. Her doctor had recommended the class after ruling out things that could have caused her problems, such as celiac or other diseases. She told me she'd been very hesitant to take the class because though her symptoms were bad, she just really didn't think mindfulness or meditation could help.
The thought process about meditation is you have to be quiet, you have to lay down, you have to clear your mind. And I was just like, yeah, I can't do that. So I was extremely skeptical.
But she says after the first class, she was hooked.
One class. Okay, so what was it that worked so well for her?
Well, her symptoms did not go away overnight, but she explained to me that she learned a bunch of techniques that helped her control and really change her response to her symptoms, which at the time the class started had been really pretty intense.
At the time, I wasn't exactly sure what would bother my stomach or not. So at any time that I was going to go out for dinner, lunch, coffee, I would be riddled with a lot of anxiety and fear. What if I have an issue and have to be in the bathroom?
She began to realize that her anticipatory anxiety about what might happen, her fixation on sort of worst-case outcomes, like such as urgently needing to excuse herself to a restroom, was almost worse than the actual symptoms.
So she actually then started to get a handle on that part of the problem, the anxiety part?
Yes, she developed the skills to kind of fend off that stress response, all kinds of meditation techniques, from body scans to breathing exercises. This helped her stay in the moment instead of constantly being anxious about the future, the what ifs. So instead of worrying about, you know, an urgent need to go to the bathroom, she'd reframe the fear into thinking, you know, no big deal. If it happens, I'll manage. I'll excuse myself. It's all okay.
It was life-changing for me. it's incredibly powerful to know how to change your mindset and see the physical results of that in a positive way.
She says now she's rarely bothered by her stomach.
Wow, good for her. Now, before I let you go, Allison, I mean, you mentioned at the top that Seth Epstein is the first person we heard from Ann Arbor, found relief from IBS. What did he do?
Well, he says he has found a more relaxed pace, not packing too much into his day. He says that helps him manage stress. And the other big thing for him was changing his diet. He went to University of Michigan, which has a real integrative treatment approach, and dietitians there helped him start an elimination diet and figure out which foods tend to trigger his symptoms.
I feel healthier. I feel like I have good tools and resources, and I'm in a much better place than I was 2 years ago.
So he, too, has found relief by focusing both on stress management and diet, which many patients say is the key, this holistic approach.
NPR's Allison Aubrey, thanks a lot.
Thank you, A.